12. Conclusions. The telecoms industry has historically taken a technology-first approach to building our systems, processes and offerings. This has shifted today to a digital and indeed, mobile-first approach when in fact we need to take a human-first approach if we are to equitably serve all end-user groups including those currently excluded on the basis of disability, age or economic power. In the past, technological solutions to help different excluded groups were expensive and clunky and these segments failed to reach any level of scale. However, we can now centralize our approach and bring all segments into the mix. This will be greatly facilitated by the automation and simplification of the underlying networks and processes. The industry is bringing together services and systems that were previously isolated from each other. The need for interchangeability between different channels of communications with customers is a clear example of how a unified and integrated approach will benefit all parties. After all, a customer-centric approach needs to deliver the services that customers want in a way that they can be consumed. If one channel is cut off for whatever reason, cleanly integrated and interchangeable options need to be available. And, since all systems and processes are going to be designed with accessibility and inclusion in mind, this will create employment opportunities inside the telecoms technology and service provider communities, further benefiting each side of the equation when it comes to dealing with PWDs and other excluded parties. Bringing these formerly neglected markets into the core design of products and services results in an expanded total addressable market as these excluded groups have significant economic power and want to be part of the connected world. Education at all levels is a critical factor. Senior management must be aware of the need to design inclusivity from scratch and to maintain inclusive design with every refresh of software, applications, services and customer experience measurement. Inclusive design means that the previously peripheral use cases are already embedded when we start designing. In this way, the so-called mainstream markets are addressed by default when we build the peripheral use cases into the software, hardware and interaction options design. Focusing on the customer journey delivers a very different outcome than starting with the inner workings of the telecoms industry. Customer interaction may well start with smart speakers, smartphones or laptops. And, most importantly, it will often still include the traditional phone call. The options made available to the customer must allow for swapping between channels and not assume that a digital-first, mobile-first or web-centric solution is ideal for everyone. A single source of truth when it comes to data about the customer is essential as the experience is negatively impacted by a lack of knowledge of previous issues. Bringing all the formerly disparate sources of data about the customer together is a major task but one that will pay dividends. At the same time, the customer's right not to identify as being a PWD or one of the other excluded categories presents some issues. Gaining the customer's permission to store such information for the purposes of rendering a more suitable service needs to be seriously considered.